Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Smoke from a wildfire that prompted evacuations in northern Sonoma County late yesterday is expected to drift through large parts of the Bay Area today. Firefighters overnight have been battling the wind-driven Point Fire, which touched off south of Lake Sonoma at around 12:30 p.m. on Sunday. CAL FIRE says the fire has destroyed several structures, burned more than 1,000 acres, and is 15% contained. Sonoma County Sheriff's officials ordered people to leave areas of Fall Creek Road to Stewart Point Skag Spring Road to West Dry Creek Road. Residents near there are under evacuation warnings. Hundreds of Stanford students walked out of the university's graduation ceremony yesterday in yet another protest calling for the school to divest from companies tied to Israel's war in Gaza. KQED's Sarah Hosseini reports.
Terribly tragic wars have caused intense pain of loss and tensions throughout the community.
During the ceremony, Stanford President Richard Thaler seemed to acknowledge an academic year full of protests and pressure on the university to divest from companies that support Israel amidst its war in Gaza.
But this morning, we want to celebrate your achievements in spite of a troubled environment.
Junior Emily Williams is spokesperson for Stanford Against Apartheid in Palestine.
And I walked up to the railing and I saw like at least 100 students get up and walk out.
That group reportedly swelled to 500, many of whom walked to a nearby space for what they called the People's Commencement.
Students have felt like they kind of like tried everything. And so they were just like, you know, for graduation, the least we can do is just show solidarity and walk out.
The action follows disruptions at graduation ceremonies across the country, including UC Berkeley, Duke, and University of North Carolina. I'm Sarah Hosseini, KQED News.
UC San Francisco doctors are training Spanish-speaking nonprofit workers across the city on harm reduction strategies. It's part of a new program that's looking to expand across the state. KQED's Daniel Eduardo Hernandez reports.
The Spanish language-based training aims to combat rising deaths from fentanyl overdoses in the city's Latino population. It's called PEDAL, or the Program for Education in Drugs and Alcohol for Latine. The trainees learn how to educate the Latino community about addiction and harm reduction tools, including the use of naloxone to reverse overdoses. Marlene Martin is a PEDAL co-creator. She says it's difficult for Latinos to seek addiction treatment since drug use is considered a taboo subject.
Being able to navigate people to the different services that exist, I think, is going to be great in terms of getting people into medical treatment.
She says PEDAL is working with the city's Department of Public Health to expand the training to city workers in the coming years. Mariana Torres works with the California Healthcare Foundation, which provides funding for PEDAL. She says they are looking at state and county funding sources.
I hope that we can find a place, find a way to reimburse their services through Medi-Cal and build out a larger workforce.
San Francisco's Department of Public Health reports that around 97 of every 100,000 Latinos died from an overdose in 2022. I'm Daniel Eduardo Hernandez, KQED News.
Quick sports, the A's lost both games of a doubleheader to the Twins. The Giants beat the Angels 13-6. They play the Cubs in Chicago at 5. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.